This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in big trouble, and not just because of Russia hoax or impeachment hoax. It's far bigger than that. Far bigger. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. It's important for you to be here for me, because I don't like... I would do this for myself, but only for a short amount of time. I can share my own views, you know, to people around me. I don't need to have a radio show if nobody wants to listen. So, apparently, people are listening because we keep getting, you know, more markets, even though we still haven't figured out how to make money in radio. That's okay. I'm not worried about that. It's like one of my buddies, a guy named Kingface, he and I were talking. You'll start to hear more about him. He's a former... Blood gang member, and he's solidly for Trump. He confided in me, says, Kevin, do you know a dude came up to me and told me he would write me a check for $1 million if I were to denounce Trump? He goes, what's really funny about that conversation is dude thought $1 million was going to be impressive to me. He says, I'm flat out broke, but he says, I guarantee you, man, I've had multiple millions of dollars rolled through these fingertips. He says, you know what my business was. He's talking about he's a dope dealer. I'm talking about a strong dope dealer. Ran the streets. New York. And he goes, man, if I'd have been smart, I'd have socked it away. He says, there's a way to do bad that's still good. And we went on to talk about the industrialized nation of America. We went on to talk about the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and how they were, you know, involved in setting up trust in such a way that they were the only way you could do business in the railroad industry or the steel industry, you know, that kind of stuff. And it took the government to come in and do antitrust legislation to break them up. Right? Rockefeller, all these big names, guys that would go take union thugs and go beat people up. They were an organized mafia. But you know what? It took that to build a country. And what did they do? They finally said, you know what? I'm going to start doing good with my money. Carnegie's giving away as much of his money. I mean, before he died, he was just giving it away. He's giving away billions of dollars. And continues to. His foundation wants to give away many, many more millions of dollars because he built the country. He knew what it would take to build the country. It took illegal activity to build the country. Now, Kingface and I were talking, and I said, you know, if black folks took that approach with drugs and said, look, it's going to take this illegal activity to build a stronger black community, ultimately we are going to get out of the illegal part of it, transition over. And I explained, I had a friend in the Bahamas that did exactly that. Boy was the biggest dope dealer in the Bahamas, and now he owns entire islands. He owns condo complexes. He owns the telecommunications infrastructure. He owned the Kentucky Fried Chicken that I got chicken at. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. Anyway, we were talking about this, that, you know, the people in the Democratic Party want to hold dominion over us. Not just black folks, all of us. And they're in big trouble because they've lost something, and that something is control. Yeah. We voted control back to ourselves, and the Democrats don't know how to handle it. See, Donald Trump represents that. He represents the destruction of the deep state. How many swamp rats have been exposed under Donald Trump? Let me ask that question another way. How many of these swamp rats would you know are swamp rats if it weren't for Trump? Would you consider Comey a good guy or a bad guy? Because we're told, oh, he's FBI Director James Comey. He wouldn't have been fired. You think Hillary Clinton would have fired Comey? He wouldn't have been fired. Mueller would be a stand-up dude. Mueller wouldn't be Mr. Magoo, which is what he showed himself to be. He'd be a stand-up dude. What about Schiff? What would he be? Schiff is going to go down in history as McCarthy on steroids, and not in a good way. McCarthy was right. We were infiltrated with commies. Schiff is wrong. Schiff doesn't care. You think he's going to go down in history as a good guy? They've lost control because we voted control back to ourselves. And this is why I said, I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, this is not about all this impeachment hoax and Russia hoax and all this nonsense. It's not about the destruction of Donald Trump. He's the vessel, if you will, that they want to destroy. This is not about destroying Trump. This is about destroying you. 63 million people who voted for Trump, and I'm going to guesstimate 67 million who will vote for him this time. They want to weaken your will, our will. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is your will weakened? How do you feel? Do you feel weaker or do you feel empowered? Because I'm going to tell you what I feel. I'm going to tell you what I believe most of you feel. You feel empowered. You feel like, finally, we are making headway. Finally, we are getting back at these morons, these so-called intelligentsia who believe they know more than we do. We are finally getting back. We are finally seeing this government for what it had become. A gangster government doesn't care about what you think. So what, Obama is a failure? You will take it and you will pay for that failure. And we will take that money and we will put it into global climate change or whatever other farce that we choose. And you will say nothing. You will become the citizen we want you to be. And then next, you know what we're going to do? We're going to unarm you. We've already got you shut up. We've already got you to where you're afraid to speak. Him and Haw and saying black in describing black. That's what they want. They got you right where they want you until Donald Trump came along. And so they've thrown everything at him. Have you seen him revert to racism yet? Have you seen him revert to sexism yet and misogyny? Have you seen them revert to xenophobia? What? No. They've completely shifted strategy because now they got all their eggs in one basket. It's going to be impeachment, baby. We're going to get... And that's over. It's over. House will vote. Senate will run it through. I don't know how it's going to all end up. I'm done making predictions on it. I didn't think the Democrats would be stupid enough to actually take it to this level. But there was a part of me that went, they are that stupid. As you guys know how I feel about Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
California will kill you one way or the other. It'll kill you with taxes. It'll tax you into oblivion. That's just one way. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Californians, I'm shocked at what they're willing to put up with. I'm shocked. Illegal immigration is rampant there. They don't care. It's killing citizens of California. They don't care. Welcome to a show that explains how leftism works, how misguided these people are. And let me tell you, I believe overwhelmingly the majority of Californians don't think like their governor, don't think like their legislature. They are now trapped in a situation. I don't know how they're going to get out of it. It's not for me to say. All I do know is California will kill you. California has laws that practically encourages the kids to be miscreants. The worse you are, the more California would do for you. They will pay for you to go to Hawaii if you're bad. But if you're a good student, a good citizen, they don't pay for jack. Same way, if you're a good citizen and you're paying your taxes and everything else, they don't care. But if you're an illegal, they will roll out the red carpet for you. You can even get away with crime. They will even tell you when somebody's coming to get you, even if you are a gang leader, a bad character, a bandito. They will tell you. Just ask the Oakland mayor. That's right. California will kill you. California says if somebody gives you AIDS, even, you know, they know they have it and, you know, somehow, you know, trick you into having unprotected, I don't know, whatever they do. If they give you AIDS knowing that they have it, it's no longer a crime. It's no, I mean, so what? No harm, no foul. So what? You're going to be taking meds for the rest of your life. You have now you have a compromised immune system and all the other things, and it could potentially kill you. So what? You know, no harm, no foul. Because you know why? They don't want to stigmatize people with AIDS. It's no longer the disease it used to be. Can't make the people that have a propensity to get AIDS, the LGBT community, specifically the Bs, the bisexual men, the gays, the Gs and the Bs, can't have them feeling bad about who they are. California will kill you. California won't lock up its bad citizens, its crazies. Instead, they just let them out there. They say, well, we have laws against them having guns, but so what? The crazies go and get guns. So what? There are people, more people walking around California talking to themselves, schizophrenics and people like this. People that believe that there's a conspiracy around every corner. And so what? So what? They're pushing you on BART, in front of BART, in front of subway trains and killing folks. California doesn't care. They don't want to recognize their problem. California will kill you. Let me tell you, so what? You run a store and somebody comes in and steals $949 worth of stuff. Don't you bother them. If you shoot them or do something crazy to try to protect yourself, California has a law that says that's a misdemeanor. You shot somebody over a misdemeanor. Could have been your last little money to pay for that, I don't know, your donuts for police or something. But whatever it is, you better not touch them. God forbid they break into your house and want to take something and you shoot them as they're leaving the house. Because you're going to prison. California wants to kill you. If they don't kill you, they want to jail you. Don't use the wrong pronoun. Hey, why did you go and do something heinous like that? Why would you do that? And now we learn that California wants to burn some people out. They don't want to cut back and you know, kill the kindling in the forest and do controlled burns so they can manage their forestry. No. Don't cut anything. Let nature take its course, or let an arsonist take its course. Burn people out of billions of dollars of homes. And then what does Gavin Newsom do? The mayor of California, who I saw in the airport recently? Well, blame it on capitalism. Blame it on capitalism. If they do these control blackouts that they're doing now with PG&E, blame it on capitalism. People are dying. Old folks are dying. People that have breathing machines and things that require electricity that powers their things for their body. These people are dying because PG&E shut off the electricity. All right, this story was here. The PG&E electricity shutoff claimed first death. California's government has a history of agenda-driven politics and incompetence that has led to the current disastrous state of affairs, from homelessness, medieval diseases, feces on the streets, lack of affordable housing, outrageous taxes, and now the governor signed off on a law to allow the shutoff of power. And the guy writing the article says, how are the people gonna respond to this? I could give you some other killers too. Green energy. You know, why is PG&E having to shut off the electricity? Because they got too much green energy. They don't have enough electricity coming into the grid because California doesn't want to, you know, let people use fossil fuels. It's a crazy situation over there. They said, After again shutting power to hundreds of thousands this week, California's utility, PG&E, disclosed that it had discovered a broken jumper cable by the ignition site of a wildfire, blazing across Sonoma County. The company has warned of more blackouts this weekend and perhaps for the next decade as it refurbishes its aging grid. See, California should have been spending more time on its fossil fuel-driven grid so they wouldn't have to do these controlled blackouts. Let me tell you where they're controlled blackouts. Not even controlled blackouts, but uncontrolled blackouts. Let me tell you where it happens. Third world countries. If you go to as many third world countries as I do, you know you better have a regulator that will keep your electricity at the same electricity and hope that it'll do it. Because the brownouts, quite frankly, are worse than the blackouts because you'll get such a power drain that it affects your electronics. It can destroy equipment. But California doesn't care. California is doing the same thing. They're doing blackouts, controlled blackouts. And of course, you experience brownouts when there's going to be a blackout. But California could have been refurbishing this, but instead they were putting up wind farms where these windmills aren't even turning. I told you guys, I was in Maui, Hawaii, looking at winds, things that were on the mountain. This is a corridor where the wind whips 30, 40, 50 miles an hour. They said the day I was out there was one of the calmest days. It was completely unexpected. It was relatively calm. But I was out there the day before where those winds were blowing. Those windmills were still. There was probably 40 windmills. I bet you there weren't three of them turning, and they were just barely turning. I'm talking about a wind tunnel. It's a joke. All this stuff is a farce. And now Gavin Newsom wants to deflect political blame. He says it's about dog-eat-dog capitalism meeting climate change. It's about corporate greed meeting climate change. No, it isn't. It's about Democrat, leftist, progressive incompetence meeting climate farce.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Millions of Americans are marking this Memorial Day with far fewer coronavirus restrictions. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open to those fully vaccinated. Over 37 million Americans also hitting the road this holiday. Garrett Townsend with AAA tells Fox News many people are just happy to be able to hit the open road.
We think it's probably up right now because of the fact that it's an enclosed space. So people can be there, they can spend time with their family, perhaps something that they haven't had an opportunity to do for a while. And a road trip gives you an opportunity to do that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling a special session of the legislature to tackle bail reform and election integrity. This is USA Radio News. President Biden spending his Memorial Day honoring those who lost their lives in service to the nation. The president telling families that have lost loved ones,
"The day will come when the image of your loved one will bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eyes."
Biden also laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
"The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's anything, they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior."
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the irony of learning that a rapper, a guy who has no respect for women, certainly very little, and he checks his daughter's virginity. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back if you've been hanging in there with me. Lots on the plate. We've talked about, you know, these impeachment farce hearings. We may go into a little bit of the Senate if I so desire. I'm a little bored with it, to be honest with you, because I don't know what the Democrats expect to gain. I'll be more interested in it when it turns again, when it's, you know, when Trump continues to dominate the news cycle and finally spins this thing on the Democrats. At this point, I'm almost hopeful that it goes to the Senate so that the Senate can subpoena all the people leading up to this stuff that, Schiff wouldn't do. Schiff is a weasel, and he's a dangerous weasel, and I think many Democrats are beginning to see that this is a dangerous guy. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But I want to shift gears a little bit. I like to mix things up and talk a little bit about pop culture, because pop culture many times demonstrates the insanity of Democrats more so than anything else. See, they want you to believe that they are living these very different lives than we conservatives preach. My second book, Sexy Brilliance, dictated this. I named cases where people like Madonna share through a conniption when chastity became Chaz. Or Chad, or whatever he called himself. Chaz, I think, right? She threw a fit. This is a woman winning GLAAD Awards. This is the gay lesbian, you know, organization that's giving all kinds of GLAAD Awards. Cher is appearing on TV with all these gay characters, Will and Grace, and all this. And meanwhile, she doesn't like that her daughter, Chastity, wants to become a man. But she's winning awards in the gay community. And in the book, I contrasted her with Dick Cheney, whose daughter is gay. He's always been accepting of his daughter being gay. Always. But nope. That guess who the left wants to vilify, and guess who they want to exalt? Cheney gets vilified, and the real LGBT bigot, Cher, gets awards. And that's the way the left works. So I see this story, and I said, oh, the irony. A guy who makes his living sexualizing women in his music and his life, and he wants his daughter to be chaste. Same thing Madonna did. Madonna didn't want anybody, wouldn't even let Lourdes see pardon me, see her videos. Wouldn't let her see them. Lourdes, her daughter. She can't watch my videos. Your daughters could watch her videos and see her, you know, doing crazy stuff and always talking about sex and her interviews. She wouldn't let her daughter watch her own stuff. It's unbelievable. And now T.I., you probably don't even know who this guy is, but he's a popular rapper. I talked about him because he ripped Candace Owens a new one. Not because he said anything great, but just because he overshouted her. She didn't know how to handle the dude. So, you know, Candace is, he says, what do you mean make America great again? Go back to, you know, to this greatness. He says, America's never been great. And Candace wanted to go into a history lesson. America was great. Black people, black this, that, and I would have said, T.I., it was embarrassing how he acted and how she responded. Because she just said, T.I., why are you embarrassing yourself and embarrassing all of black culture? Why are you embarrassing everybody who's fought to build a country that has made you a multimillionaire? How are you embarrassing yourself? Let me ask you, audience. Any of you like Beyonce? You like, what's his face? LeBron James? Thank the white man. T.I., you fans of this guy right here? Thank white people. 386,000 of them died in the Civil War. So this Negro right here can sit up on this stage, go out and make millions of dollars, and then criticize the very country in which he could do it. Where else do you think he could have been successful? That's what I would ask T.I. Where else could you have been as successful? Name me the African country, the country that would have been down with you, that would have helped get you out of poverty. Because we all know all these African countries are extricating black people out of poverty, right? Giving them a fair shot. Yeah, where could you go? Anybody that you are looking up to, I don't care if it's Stevie Wonder, if it's Beyonce, if it's, you know, whomever, name it. Michael Jordan, Kobe, Stephen Curry, Kaepernick. White people created them by freeing us. And then Republican white people freed us. They gave us our civil rights. And all you want to do is criticize. All you want to do is look for a reason to be a victim. You are a multimillionaire with TV shows, can go anywhere, do anything. Nowhere are you restricted. And yet, you got a problem. People in this audience would give a kidney to be in your shoes. They'd give body parts to live your life. And you want to sit here and talk about this country. I would have excoriated that dude. But she couldn't do it. And God forbid I would have known about this story. He was doing a podcast, Ladies Like Us. And he boasted that his daughter, Devia, 18, hasn't had sex. Because he performs annual virginity checkups. And here was a quote. We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen. And what if her hymen is broken? Apparently it's going to be hell to pay. But I remember years ago I talked about this. Maybe I talked about it on the show. Said a friend of mine, she broke her hymen riding a bicycle. She was riding too fast. She didn't stop. The bike hit the curb. She fell off the seat and hit that bar. You know how boys' bikes are? It has the bar across. Girls has the little dip. Boys have the bar. So she hit the bar, propelled her forward, hit her naughty bits on the front bar. And the bike, I guess for all intents and purposes, took her virginity. But maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's up to you to determine that. But here's what I will tell you. No bloody sheets for her on her honeymoon because it was all over her pants. And I remember as a kid going, what the heck? You know, like, I had no idea what that was. You know, like, why would she be bleeding from there? So that happened, and I was there the moment that it happened. But anyway, here's what T.I. went on to say. I would say as of her 18th birthday, her hymen is still intact. Which, by the way, doesn't mean that she's not having sex. Yeah, it doesn't mean that. I mean, who am I to quibble with such an accomplished rapper? But I know this. Bill Clinton redefined what sex is. And there are other places where she could have sex, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to, I'm couching this in some selective language in case there are youngsters listening. But the point is, Just because she hasn't had it there doesn't mean she hasn't had it. He went on to say, he described how he convinced his daughter to waive her privacy rights during the annual exams. And he says, the doctor is like, you know, sir, I have to in order to share information. And I'm like, Devia, they want you to sign this thing so we can share information. Is there anything you would not want me to know? See, doc, ain't no problem. And here, I thought Republicans were the only people who threatened women into submission. But no, T.I. is. Mr. Anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-conservative T.I. says, hey, daughter, you going to give me permission or what? And she said, yeah, daddy. Okay, you see, doc, I got permission. Yeah, the same way Ike Turner got permission to whoop Tina, apparently. Yeah. But the left, they at least called him out on his comments. Hang on a second. I was hearing that noise through the microphone. But anyway, the left, they got upset, so here's what they said. No exaggeration. T.I. invading the space and humanity of his daughter like this is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. These are lefties going after Mr. Rapper. One person wrote, I am sick to my stomach. T.I. didn't bother to comment, but they said his daughter liked the comments in describing her father's comments as possessive, disgusting, and controlling. Meaning, his daughter saw this, those other comments, and went, ooh, I like that somebody recognizes what I'm going through. Now, if T.I. was not a staunch liberal, let me put it a different way. If this were, let's say, Corey Lewandowski or... And I don't even know if he's been up, but Trump Jr. Let's do that, because that's the equivalent. If it was Trump Jr. who made these comments about his daughter, do you think it would just be a few little nasty gram tweets? Most of you may not even know this story, and let me tell you why. You don't know who T.I. is. He's a rapper. You have no reason to know. The only reason why I keep up with crap like this is so I can always make a contrast for you to say, see how this works? This is how leftism works, and how if we did it, how it would be handled versus if they did it. I want you to understand the dynamics of this situation. Aside from the fact that a non-existent hymen isn't a sign that a woman's not a virgin, this story reeks on so many levels. Dude is like a Neanderthal trying to measure his daughter on, you know, the fallacies around sex education. Public education, I guess.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Something wrong here. Gonna break down. You think you're impressed, black man, if you have the SAT scores of a third grader and get into Harvard? Shut up! Tired of your constant roasting? All you know how to do is upside my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How are you going to read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something wrong. Out.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is something wrong here because this story, this is crazy. This was in campus reform. Jennifer Cabani. She's been on the show. We're going to have her back. But University of Connecticut police arrested two men who were allegedly seen in a viral video reciting a racial slur. For all I know, these guys were just singing rap lyrics. Again, welcome. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The incident occurred on October 11th in a parking lot of an off-campus apartment complex. In the video, there are three men walking through the lot. An individual took the video from the window of an apartment building, according to local media reports. Now, you got to see this video. So, because I will tell you, this looks like a setup. Three guys are walking through the lot. There's a car. I can't even tell who's where the car, which one is supposedly making these racial comments. But three guys are walking through the lot. You can't tell what color they are. I'm guessing they're black. I don't know. Since University of Connecticut, you know, a whole lot of black folks. And maybe it is in Hartford. Anyway, walking through the lot, somebody's yelling something right. You can hear them go beep, 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 beep. You know, like three or four beeps. And somebody just happens to be filming it out of their dorm window, their apartment window. Ah, you feel? That sounds like a setup. They said, and then here's what the college said. There's no First Amendment exception for speech that insults based on race or religion. Negro, please. Muhammad, please. What are you talking about? The First Amendment says you can say what you want. You may not, people, look, I've heard stuff I don't like. Have you? Let me ask you. Look, people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, the audience. Okay, let me check, let's check Rwanda, because we got a lot of listeners in Africa, in Rwanda. Do you care if anyone says to you? No, seriously, do you care? I mean, somebody says something that you disagree with, or you find personally offensive. What do you do? Oh, man, they shouldn't be able to say that. Look, you can talk about the N-word all you want. I've had women call me gay, but they use the F-word because they were mad. They were trying to get me intentionally, you know, like very upset. And I'm like, whatever, whatever. One lady called me Clarence Thomas. Look, people are going to call you stuff. People are going to say things that you disagree with that you don't like. I have a friend. He made a comment about black people. It's serious business. He made this comment. He said blacks don't have the educational capacity because of evolution, the length of time that we have spent being coddled. And I think he's right to a degree. As long as he doesn't think that it's part of our DNA. See, there are people out there that think that black people are inherently stupid because of our DNA. And I think those people are idiots. If I united Africa and got all the best minds of Africa together and put a system together of education like we're putting together at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, Africa would have the smartest people on the planet. The Jewish people, one of my friends wrote to me some story about Jews, and I said, this story's even better than that. I said, do you realize that Jewish people are something like 20% of the Nobel laureates, and they're only 0.2% of the population? And he was, you know, whatever, 2% of the population, 20% of the Nobel laureates. So, you know, and then I gave him some other stats on Jewish people. How many patents do Jews have in comparison to China? China has a bunch of worthless patents. The Jews have patents on technology, innovation, medical, things like that. Amazing people. But I guarantee you, there are things that people will say that'll make you go, seriously, you just said that about Jewish people? But I don't go, oh my gosh, you've offended my sensibilities. I just go, I wouldn't say that. Or I'll correct them. I'll go, well, you might be right on this part, but you're not right on that part. That's what I did with my friend. He's talking about black folks. I said, as long as you don't believe that black people are inherently stupid, I have no problem with what you said. But you're right. We do stupid things. We are leading ourselves into stupidity, and nobody can argue with you about that. somebody's going to listen to all these shows at some point in the future. My sons are going to make a fortune. And they're going to say, that dude was so far ahead of his time in the way he thinks and how he helped the audience to come to certain things. But anyway, back to this incident. The video prompted the UConn NAACP chapter to pen a letter to the editor of the campus newspaper, calling officials to, quote, fully investigate this incident and apply the proper justice. Now, I want to go back to what I told you earlier. Three guys walking in a parking lot, not even on campus. Car sitting in a parking lot, says something to these three people, apparently students. Person filming the event from an apartment. And we got to have a full-blown investigation. It's kind of like what happened at the University of Missouri. So the guy was a student, was walking on the edge of campus. Somebody in a red pickup truck drove by and yelled the N-word. And two people, two of the two highest-ranking people at the university, got fired. Now, I don't know what in the world they had to do with this story, what happened. Oh, yeah, I do. They had nothing to do with it, but they get fired. So now, UConn's going to go look at this. The Daily Campus is calling on officials to investigate this and apply, and I love this part, proper justice. So they said the two of the three men allegedly seen in the video were arrested under a Connecticut state statute that makes it a crime to, quote, get this, ridicule other persons, ridicule certain persons. And here are the people that can't be ridiculed. Any person who, by his advertisement, ridicules or holds up to contempt any person or class of persons on account of creed, religion, color, denomination, nationality, or race of such person or class of person shall be guilty of a Class D misdemeanor in ridicule. I'm not kidding. You would think I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. You can be arrested for ridicule. Now that's Connecticut State. It has nothing to do with the college, even though UConn is taking this seriously. So they've involved the authorities, and they're investigating, kind of like Chicago PD investigated Jussie Smollett. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, no matter who they find, no matter how this went down, this is a hoax. They may all be in it together. I don't know. It's a hoax. It's one of these hoaxes to make people believe that people in Connecticut give a crap about black people, Latino people, women, whatever, and they got to just sit in their car and ridicule them. Now, I'm not telling you it's an impossibility. I've been places where somebody would call you the N-word. My son was telling me the other day, some kid, I forget what he said, but it was offensive. And I just told my son, all you got to do is say, well, that's what I did to your mama, and walk away. That's all you got to do. No matter what offensive they say, just say something involving their mother and walk away. I know you guys are going, that's a terrible way to parent. But what I want my son to understand is let people know they're not going to get you goat, and then go right for the jugular. Go for their mom. Go for their mom. And I know some of you will disagree, but I'm going, no. If somebody wants to be that crass to say something to you about your ethnicity or whatever, don't call the authorities. Talk about their mama. Well, that's why I taught you how to fight. They're not going to do anything. These kids are scared. And here's what gets me. This kid is bothering my son that says, how do you even get to this point? So what I'm getting at, folks, is I know these people exist, but you ignore them. And here's what I'm teaching my son. And the reason why I'm not, if I said, ooh, well, that's terrible. You need to go tell your teacher. Okay, don't handle your own scandal. Go tell the authorities. Go get a whole posse of people investigating, right? Or you handle yourself. And you grow up, I mean, at 12, 13 years old, once you learn that you can handle your own stuff, by the time you're 15 or 16, guess what you're doing? You're handling your own business. You're becoming a man. You're saying enough is enough. You know, it's amazing that this has got any kind of coverage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.